Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Jesus loves children. And it's an amazing concept to realize that once we know Him, we are children of God. And we can remember how important it is to enjoy and employ childlike faith, even now as adults. Instead of trying to sound like an adult in your prayers, instead cherish and embrace the fact that your Father just loves you so much and that you're His child. And just pour your heart out to Him. And it's an amazing thing to realize that, you know, He loves you just as you are and will help you to grow up in Christ. And again, this happens when you receive Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. That's when you're adopted as a full-fledged child of God. Because when we're doing things, where we're rejecting God, we're not acting according to His will. And it's important to just relish in the fact that once we know Jesus, there's absolutely a complete restoration. And we can just enjoy loving God and enjoy relishing in His love and loving others with childlike joy. So this week, I encourage you to just trust God completely as a little child depends on good parents. Believe God, take Him at His word, and trust Him to take care of everything, even if you understand nothing about the situation. Just come to Jesus as a little child. Luke 18, verse 16 says, "But Jesus called them, the parents, to Him, saying, 'Allow the little children to come to Me, and do not hinder them, for to such as these belongs the kingdom of God.'" Wow, is that ever a perspective changer? So let's pray, and let's pray also today for children in our lives that we would share the love of Jesus and prioritize them just as He did. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for loving us. Thank You for sending Jesus. Thank You for your profound, perfect parenthood to us as followers of You. And today, some of us are coming to You for the first time. We recognize that we've been rejecting You and that we're not living in Christ. And we need You to cleanse us from our sins, to just fill our hearts. Jesus, come into our hearts. We receive You simply. We now say that You are our Lord. And we welcome You in our hearts, our lives. We turn from doing things our way and turn to You and recognize that You died for me personally. Each one of us realize that this is that, and that You rose from the dead and conquered sin and death and evil. And we just thank You that You are the one that we can seek shelter in. So for right now and for always, we just crawl up into Your lap, Lord, and we just want to express how much we love You and thank You and worship You. And we thank You for the everlasting arms that are underneath us. And just carry us through this life. And I pray for the children in our lives that we encounter. I pray that You would use us to share Your love and truth with them. And please protect them from evil. And bless them. And just help us to be a blessing this week. We love You, Father. Thank You so much for being You. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember Psalm 34:10. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Remember that, folks. The world offers a counterfeit. Only Jesus is the real treasure. Join us at prayingpals.org for extra prayer support 24/7. And enjoy church and enjoy Jesus today and throughout the week. God bless you.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.